Now I'm joined on the line by Orla Moran from rsjobs.ie to tell us all about the current vacancies in the job place locally. Orla, you're with us?
I am, certainly am, yeah.
A very good afternoon to you.
And the same to you. So I'm bringing you our weekly top 10 jobs from irishjobs.ie. So irishjobs.ie has over 10,000 jobs currently advertised on our website. So I'm bringing you kind of the snapshot of 10 recently posted positions advertised in irishjobs.ie. And so
okay.
We start with Easons. And Easons are looking for an e-commerce manager. And ideally, they'd like somebody with a minimum of three years experience. Next up then is a position with FMI, that's Field Management Ireland, and they are looking for a sales developer for a global drinks brand, and they're looking for somebody with experience of 2 years. Next up is PwC, and they're looking for a recruitment administrator, and they are looking for somebody who has minimum of 1 year's high volume administration experience, so sounds like a busy role there with PwC. Next up again is retail, retail opportunity with Mothercare, and they're looking for sales advisors, and they're urgently required in city centre locations, and they're looking for people with previous retail experience. Aer Lingus then. Aer Lingus are looking for an aircraft maintenance and engineering apprenticeship, so they're looking for people who have junior certificates. So, again, that's a good opportunity. I know last week we spoke about apprenticeships available kind of in the engineering and construction sector. So this, is a really good opportunity for somebody school leaving age maybe to apply for that role there. So aircraft maintenance and engineering apprenticeship opportunities with Aer Lingus. Next up then is a position with Wyvolution, and they're looking for a junior web designer, and they're looking for somebody who is proficient in HTML, CSS and JavaScript for rapid prototyping. Next then is a very well-known brand, Diageo, and they're looking for retail assistance for their Guinness storehouse, and they're looking for people who have at least 12 months experience in a busy customer-facing role. And an opportunity now with hospitals, which is St. Vincent's University Hospital, and they're looking for a healthcare assistant. And they're looking for somebody who has experience in a healthcare setting, ideally a minimum of six months experience in a healthcare setting. And Keelings then are looking for an accounts payable specialist, and this is actually for an 8-month fixed-term contract. And they're looking for somebody who has ideally up to five years experience. And finally then, Frylight are looking for rigid drivers, and they're looking for people who have 1 year's experience of carrying out multi-drop deliveries. So that's the 10 roles brought to you by irishjobs.ie today. So there's a good mix of industry sectors represented there. Full job descriptions are available on irishjobs.ie, so you can apply for any of those roles on irishjobs.ie today. And as always, if you don't have a CV prepped or a cover note, we do have a blog, a career advice blog. So you can go in and you can download CV templates. And there's also really good hints and tips for job seekers. So if you're preparing for an interview or kind of general, things job seekers might be, might be concerned about before they apply for a role or indeed when they go to an interview. There's lots of really good, helpful advice there.
A bit of career guidance, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Very crispy and a very huge variety of positions available. And they're all in the Dublin area and some in the city centre, which
yeah,
is wonderful.
So they're all in the Dublin area. There's over 10,000 jobs advertised on irishjobs.ie. So in the Dublin region alone, which have covered the whole of the kind of the Leinster area, would there be over 6,500, close to 7,000 jobs. And so Dublin really is the hope when it comes to, you know, plenty of job opportunities for people out there. So like last week, when I mentioned, look, it's really good news for job seekers. There's a lot of opportunities out there, a lot of new jobs you know, being advertised on IrishJobs.ie by leading employers, and you know, then by kind of brands that are maybe kind of lesser known or SMEs. So there's a really good mix for people if they don't, you know, fancy necessarily working for a multinational. If they want to work for a smaller firm, it's really good news that from a job seeker's point of view, it's, you know, it's a job seeker's market. There's lots out there.
Yeah, well, it's been a good week by the sounds of it. In fact, a good 2 weeks in terms of the variety out there. And it's been a huge improvement over the last number of months. I've certainly seen it. You mentioned last week that you can sign up, you know, with irishjobs.ie to have emails automatically come into you, either on a daily basis or a 2 week basis, or would I be correct in saying that, yeah?
Yeah, so yeah, you can sign up for job alerts. So if you go on to irishjobs.ie today, and you can search either by employer, so we have an A to Z, but the easiest way to find a job is to log on to the homepage of irishjobs.ie, enter in a keyword. So if you're looking, for example, for, let's say, you know, an accounts position, you just type in your keyword accounts, or, you know, construction, whatever it might be, enter in your keyword, pick your category, and a list of opportunities will come up. So when you see the opportunities advertised, you simply, there's an opportunity then for you to sign up for Job Alert. So it'll say to you, do you want to be emailed about jobs like this? So as I mentioned last week, yes, you don't have to log on to the site every day to look for new opportunities. You can sign up to be notified by email every day. So some job seekers like to be informed every day of new opportunities. And then the other then is, if you don't want to receive an email from Irish Jobs every day, you can sign up for a weekly alert. So you can either sign up for daily or weekly alerts. So it's a really good way of keeping up to speed on new opportunities that become available, because they're only newly advertised jobs that that are sent out to job seekers. So it's a really good way of kind of not having to spend lots of time, you know, logging on to Irish Jobs City, having to search every day. Just let us send you
absolutely
on the available jobs. So yeah, it's. I would definitely recommend job seekers sign up to be notified, and then you can also log your CV in our CV database as well. And only employers who have subscribed to have access to our CV database will be able to search for your CV. So that's another way as well of, if you want somebody to proactively target you, an employer to proactively target you, is log your CV in the database as well. So if you have a mix of job alerts coming into you, you know, where you can proactively apply, and then you have your CV in our database, then you can let employers reach out to you as well. So if you're doing those two things, you know, that will absolutely will help job seekers find their next opportunity very quickly.
No, the alerts are brilliant. You might get too many, you might get some that don't suit you, but it's still a lot quicker than going to search. Much, much quicker,
yeah,
I have to say. Yeah.
Absolutely, and yeah, we have searched, just in terms of, I think one of the frustrations for some job seekers is when they, you know, when they look for a job, they have, they're sometimes presented back maybe with a whole lot of results. On Irish Job Study, we have known as what's known as semantic search, so that if you, when you enter in your keyword, for example, it will only return searches that are relevant to what you've entered in. So you're not going to be presented back with a whole load of kind of irrelevant results on Irish Job Study. So what, from our side, we're always you know, keeping up to date with the newest technologies to make sure that from a job seeker perspective, they can get to the job that they want in a very quick matter of time. So, you know, as you mentioned there, if you don't want to be, you know, emailed with lots of alerts, I would say to you, make sure, rather than picking a category to be notified. So if, for example, I'll go back to the accounts position, if you are looking for an accounts role, for example, when you're setting up a job alert on Irish Jobs, make sure that you haven't selected to be notified about every single job that's available in our accountancy and finance category. Because, for example, if you are an accounts person, or let's say credit control, you don't want to be notified about finance director roles, for example. So all you need to do is just ensure that when you do sign up for a job alert on Irish Jobs, that you actually select a keyword, so that only jobs that are relevant to the keyword that you want, such as credit control, accounts, are the ones that you're sent. So, you know, other people do want to know about every opportunity that's available in accountancy and finance, but I would say, you know, just set it up with roles, or rather with keywords, so that you're getting very, very relevant jobs returned to you.
To narrow it down, absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful, yeah. Orla. Well, Orla, thank you very much for joining us. You've done a great job in the operative word here. pleasure having you here. Thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much for having me, and look forward to coming on again next week.
Okay, you're most welcome. All right. All the best now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, that was Orla Moran from irishjobs.ie to tell us about the current vacancies in the job place locally.